Speaking of names, I need to bring up the way that you say Craig is really like Americans, not you, Ailey. You're perfect.
Oh, but how do you? But I want to see how you say it.
Craig versus Craig. You say Craig, and it really bothers me.
Craig.
Craig.
It's not Craig. It's Craig.
Craig.
Ailey, how do you say it?
Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the winner.
Welcome to Accent Accidents. I'm your host, Hannah, and as always, I'm joined by Anna and Evan. If you're new to this podcast, be sure to subscribe or follow us and also check us out on Insta, which is Accent Accidents. We post funny memes, outtakes, and other random stuff you didn't know you need. So today we're talking to Scottish photographer Ailey. So she is a stereotypical freckly ginger from a wee town on the west coast of Scotland. Ailey dabbles in all kinds of photography, but specializes in landscape photography. And if you want to go check her out on Instagram, which we highly suggest you do, I'm going to spell it for you because Ailey's not pronounced the way it's spelled, as you'll soon find out. It's E-I-L-I-D-H. Double underscore Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N. And we'll leave all that, all those links in our show notes. But welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So tell us why your name is spelt the way it is and how it's pronounced.
So my name's pronounced Ailey, and it's a Gaelic name. So, I mean, phonetically, it makes no sense to anyone that doesn't speak Gaelic. Gaelic name, it's Gaelic for Highland, but also means light. It's mainly found in the west coast of Scotland, but you will get it in other parts of Scotland as well, but predominantly the west coast and the islands. Wow.
And you were telling us before there's a difference between Gaelic and Gaelic?
Yeah, so it's a thing a lot of people get wrong, but Gaelic is Irish, so you get Irish Gaelic and Scottish Gaelic. It's spelt the same way, but just pronounced slightly differently. No idea why. The story behind it, but yeah, Irish Gaelic and Scottish Gaelic.
And are they different things, or they're the? It's just yes. One's the Scottish version, one's the Irish version.
The language is a wee bit different. It's kind of the same, but there's definitely a difference there as well. I don't know a huge amount of the history behind it, but mm-hmm. Irish words and Scottish words are a wee bit different.
And do you speak Gaelic?
I don't. Hainil Gaelic Acum, which means I don't speak Gaelic. Well, I speak like a teeny tiny wee bit of it. Both my grandmother spoke Gaelic, but speaking Gaelic was frowned upon during the 20th century in Scotland. So it wasn't passed on to my parents, so then
Why?
It wasn't passed on to me.
So
yeah. It's a bit of a shame. I think they thought it was kind of like a dying language, and it would be a hindrance rather than a help. To kids growing up. Because when my granny went to school, you know, she went to school and she didn't speak a word of English. So she went to school, you know, 4 or 5 years old. And if they spoke Gaelic in the classroom, they would get the belt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was basically effectively beaten out of them.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's like my mum was a lefty and she was beaten out of to become a right. But like it's what? I don't know why lefties were frowned upon back in the day, and she was it's crazy
mad. No idea why, but yeah, so that was
that's
that.
So
I'm kind of learning a bit,
that
but it's crazy. Really sad.
So I'm curious to know, like, how you found your voice, like through photography and stuff. You have such beautiful imagery, and in your bio, you said you're self-taught. So if you want to just talk a little bit about that, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, growing up in Midderguile, so where I grew up in a town, and it's kind of 2,500 people are in it.
Wow.
Which sounds like it's the biggest town in the area. So it's the biggest, one of the
what?
Biggest towns. In it. Yeah. It's like the central.
What's it called?
Lochgilphead.
What?
Lochgilphead.
I love that. I love
right,
it.
Right. I still have no idea what you said, but I trust that's the name of the town.
In the area, it's one of the biggest ones, but, you know, it's surrounded by, you know, you've got mountains and beaches and views out to the island. So it's a really, really beautiful place. And I was all like, we used to, you know, there's, you know, in our town, there's no cinemas, there's nothing for kids to do. So everything you did was outside. You're outside playing, climbing trees, going for walks, looking for wildlife, picking berries, and you know, all that kind of, it's all outside stuff. So spend so much time outside, I was fascinated by like the geological beauty of the place. And then so I grew up kind of, you know, the wee disposable cameras you got like back in the day.
Yep.
I listened to one of them as a kid, and then I just kind of grew from there. In school I studied art right through to sixth year, and I just kind of fell in love with it. And I think it was probably growing up in this area which inspired my love of it.
Yeah, if you guys have a chance to like look at her photography, it's like breathtaking. I mean I'm sold on Scotland. I want to go, like, just looking at it, it's amazing.
I went down this Google Earth rabbit hole when we were emailing back and forth, and you told me the town that you were in. And so I looked at it on Google Maps, you know, and I followed your photography for a long time, and I wanted to see the local area. And I swear, I was like, you know how when you go to the view on Google Maps where you're like, you're the car, you know, and you can just like move forward a little bit on the road. I was like going down these country roads until like 3 a.m. I was like, whoa. And then I was falling and I was like going through these little villages, and it was just so, and I went by this one in the middle of nowhere, this tiny, tiny little, it was like a kindergarten or elementary school, and there was this little picnic bench, and there was like, I swear there was like 8 little redhead children like sitting on the bench, and I was like, I'm in Scotland. And it was just like,
that's,
it was
kind of creepy that like you can kind of do that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
True. But that's really cute.
I have another question. So there's like a lot of Scottish folklore and myths and stuff like that. So I'm super curious to know, because like from, you know, my perspective, you know, I see it in like film and television and stuff. And how interwoven is that into like your culture? Like, is that something you really grow up with, or is it just like stories people tell, or how does that, like, what is that like?
I guess it's kind of stories people tell. And I guess we've got so many, you know, around here we've got so many castles, and there's like legends connected to every castle. And I live near somewhere called Comartin Glen, which has got over 800 ancient monuments in a 6-mile radius.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's Standing Stones, Burial Cairns, Rockart, Donad Hill, where it said the first kings of Scotland were crowned. You're kind of growing up in that area, so you hear the history. So there's like, there's the actual history, then there's the legends, and this kind of all mixed together. So I think you just kind of grow up knowing about it.
Yeah, like what's, tell us one about like
a local legend.
So there's a castle nearby where I live, and it's called Intrune Castle. Now I think it's the oldest inhabited castle in mainland Scotland. So the story goes that there is a handless piper haunts this castle. So the story goes that back during, I don't know when it was, back maybe 14th, 15th century, one of the clans had, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but basically the clans were at war, as usually are. I think it was the Campbells and McDonalds, you know, the typical clans at war. Mm-hmm. And one of the clans had captured the castle, and they managed to capture the piper. So, and I think this was when the other clan had been away fighting some other war or meet somebody else or something like that.
Sure.
Anyway, so when the clan was sailing up the lochs to batch the castle, the other clan were had created an ambush, but the piper played a tune on the pipes, which was a warning to the clan, and the clan turned back. But the, I think it was the Campbells realised what the piper had done to warn his clan, so they cut his hands off and let him bleed to death. Oh. But there might be some truth in this story, because during excavations in, I think it was during the 1800s, there was a skeleton found below the castle that didn't have any hands.
Whoa! I just like got chills. I totally just got chills.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So and I'm pretty like 100% sure that the story about finding the skeleton is true.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So can you go into that castle like that you mentioned? Is it still there?
You can visit it, you can walk around it, but it's actually still inhabited.
Wow.
Who lives in there?
Clan Malcolm, head of Clan Malcolm stays there. So, yeah, that's what's
I love that there's...
Is he your king?
He's just an old man.
Stories. Okay, so each time we have a guest, we tend to ask them what some common misconceptions we have about Scottish people. So we're gonna like go through a few.
I've been saying them all.
I know you have been, but funnily enough, there is still some more that we have. But we thought we would go through some of them, and you can maybe be like, "Guys, you're an idiot," or you know, surprisingly, that's true. Okay, so the first one's really dumb, but I need to ask it. Do people really wear kilts? Like, is it a normal thing for, like, to be walking down the street and, like, there's not? Okay, you should go up to them.
To, like, wear jeans and stuff like that.
So oh, really?
Living, right.
Like, okay, so it's formal wear.
Most men will wear a kilt to the wear jeans.
Okay.
Wow, that's
Cool.
That's quite really good. Cool. It's really nice, actually, just to see the kind of, it looks really smart.
The history, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone has their own tartan that represents their family.
Most you know, the Scottish clans have their own tartan.
That's cool.
Some are nice, some are horrific.
What is that?
It's like, you know, that tartan material. You know what tartan is, don't you?
Sure.
I don't even know how to explain it. Do you know, Anna?
Tartan.
I don't know how you let's see. I mean, you know what you're talking about.
You mean plaid?
Plaid.
Like the design, like the fabric design. Families have their own design, like color scheme or whatever.
They have their own tartans.
I had no idea that those were like custom per family. I just thought there was like crests and like things like that. I didn't know.
No, each clan has their own tartan, and they try it. So when people, you know, say the groom gets married, he'll try and wear his own tartan in the kilt. So all the kilts are of, you know, different clan tartans and stuff like that. You do get some like kind of made up one, but sometimes there'll be like 3 different tartans for the one clan. So Cameron's have got like they've got hunting tartan, they've got their standard tartan, and I think they've got another tartan as well.
Do you like it?
Do you like them? Are they leopard print or
the hunting tartan, Cameron hunting tartan's a lot nicer than the kind of standard tartan.
That's so cool.
Do clans, when you've been saying that a lot, and like I understand, but is that basically like a last name, like a lineage, like a, it's not necessarily a geographical group of people, right?
No. So your clan is like the Camerons, the Stuarts, the Campbells, the McIntyres, the Stuarts, you know.
I'm just hearing a bunch of last names. So
need to watch the Outlander.
The Outlander? Is that a bad representation? I love the Outlander.
I love Outlander. I'm gonna lie, I love it.
It's a bit raunchy. So it's a bit raunchy, Evan. Don't watch it.
Ooh. Oh no, it's great.
I'll watch it but close my eyes.
Okay, so the next one is, do you eat haggis for breakfast or do you eat it at all?
I do like haggis. I wouldn't eat it all the time, but it's tasty.
What is it?
Haggis. Explain.
You don't know what haggis is?
I've heard of it, but what is it?
So basically it's offal and oats. So like sheep stomach and all these lovely things, and with spices and oats and stuff like that. It's actually,
I feel like
really
if you've got a good combination of spices, it could taste quite nice.
Mm-hmm. It can taste quite nice. You get some that are really nice and other ones that are just not nice. But it's good on a bagel.
Ooh.
On a bagel.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
What's another one, guys?
So help me with this one. Are you the difference between United Kingdom, Great Britain, and like all the I know there's like Ireland, North Ireland. Do you know like what's going on there?
So Great Britain is Scotland, England, and Wales. United Kingdom is Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Okay.
So basically it's like three or four different countries in the one union.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The easiest way to describe it, I think.
Gotcha. All right. Helpful. Thank you.
Okay, Evan, you had an interesting name that you stumbled across that you think that maybe Scottish people can't say.
Do you know this one, Ailey?
I know this one, and I've been practicing how to say it properly.
Okay, so for the listeners out there, apparently, which I had no idea, Scottish people have a very difficult time saying the name Carl.
Yes,
we do. So Ailey, you want to give it a shot for us?
Carl.
That sounded really good. It's like you pronounced every. I mean, Carl. I mean, I don't even think I say it properly. You really pronounce the R. It's a hard name to say.
Yeah. No, we definitely say Carl, but I've been trying to say Carl.
Oh, that's like good. Really
difficult to see.
The way you say it is probably how most Carls would prefer it to be.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like good versus like Carl. Carl.
Carl.
How do you say it, Hannah?
Carl.
What?
Carl.
Like call like me phone? On the phone?
No. Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you are going to phone up your friend Carl, what would you say?
I'm gonna give my friend Carl a call.
Oh, because then you say Cole. You say Cole. You the O. It's almost an O sound.
It's true. But speaking of names, I need to bring up the way that you say Craig is really like Americans, not you, Ailey. You're perfect.
But I want to see how you say it.
Craig versus Craig. You say Craig, and it really bothers me.
Craig.
Craig.
It's not Craig. It's Craig.
Craig.
Ailey, how do you say it?
Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Ooh. The winner.
I know.
Craig. Like, I love it.
It's the
Craig.
Weirdest name that you guys said incorrectly. And then also, Loch Ness. Are you a believer?
I mean, my belief in Loch Ness is it's a good way to get money off people.
I've done that. I've given you guys money and it's cool. Like, it's a cool place to go, I believe.
It's beautiful. It's lovely. But yeah, I mean, if people want to believe that and it gets the money in, then great, it exists.
Yeah.
That's like Sasquatch here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. And, you know, a personally firm believer in Sasquatch.
For sure.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Loch Ness, different.
I don't know. I've seen some convincing pictures.
I know. But well, okay.
Once an elephant.
Is the...
There was a circus. There was a circus. I think the story was that it was a circus on the shores of Loch Ness. And that famous one, black and white one, is the trunk of an elephant.
That makes
sense. Like it's swimming around? Sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the story of Hair JDB.
I've never heard that one.
That's amazing.
Oh God, that makes so much sense.
That's the only one I believe now because Ailey said it and she lives there.
Yeah, exactly.
And we also wanted to ask you, do you have any like assumptions that you have like about Americans or Australians like that you kind of ever thought of?
I can't say anything because my boyfriend's dad's American.
That's okay. Interesting.
Honestly, now you have to.
No, I don't.
Stupid.
I mean, I feel there's a lot of maybe stereotypical thoughts about Scotland.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? That, you know, they think we're on about kilts and eat haggis and.
Totally. Like
yep. And all the questions that we've asked.
Obviously
yeah,
do.
I know. I feel bad. Yeah. You must think we're idiots, but I know people want to know.
Yeah. Are there what about your thoughts on America?
I don't know.
Have you been, by the way?
No, I've never been. There's lots of places I'd like to visit. I mean, it looks like a beautiful country and so much like the diversity, just the sheer size of it's like incredible. You know, the fact that it's like I don't know how many days it would take you to drive across. But yeah, the sheer size of it and the diversity of it is interesting, definitely.
We're going to do things a little bit different. Instead of what's the word, we're going to switch it over to Ailey, who is going to share some words with us, and we have to guess the meaning.
Yeah.
Great. I'm excited. Cheers so many.
Yeah.
Right. So just random words, and you've got to guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just lay it on.
Yeah, or like phrases or say anything that...
I mean, I feel like there's so many. You probably think that everyone knows them because you use mm-hmm. them. Yeah. Hannah thinks this all the time, but like, I know I just started a Google search, like most Scottish, and then Google was like sentences ever. And then it was like a huge list of like all these like very unique sayings. And then I was like, don't look. And so I closed it, but there was so many. So I'm sure if you just say just like any saying, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So scunnered.
Okay, spell it. I need a
S-C-U-N-N-E-R-E-D.
Scunnered.
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 If I'm going to apply some Australian here,
oh,
it sounds like you're kind of like completely, like you've had way too much to drink and you're like laying on the floor vomiting. Ooh, I'm scunned. Ooh. Oh, no. Where's Hannah? She's scunned.
Yeah, I like that. I was actually going to say something with drinking too, but I was going to say maybe it's like it has to do with the drinking game.
Ooh.
Dang it.
Scunnered.
What's your dirty, gross?
No.
He's putting on his best behavior for Ailey.
I feel like it sounds like exhausted. Like I'm totally spent. Ooh,
that's good.
That's not too far to me.
Oh, Evan.
Too far to me. It kind of means like fed up with something or I'm totally scunnered with.
I like that.
Totally like you're done with it.
I'm done with it.
Yeah. Over it.
But really,
I love that. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
Yep.
Okay, another one.
A Hochin.
Hochin?
Hochin.
Hochin.
Which, oh my god, I have no idea.
Does that mean like bullshit? Like, does that?
That's your answer, Evan. Hochin. Hochin. I know. I think I know. I mean, I don't know. This is my guess.
Pretty sure you know.
Definitely got this.
Definitely not it. It's kind of like when you're itching for something. Like I'm itching for a bagel. I'm like hoaching. I'm hoaching for a bagel.
A leather jacket.
I'm hoaching for it.
Yeah, I'm hoaching.
Nope.
No. Nope. Oh, okay. Man, go, Anna.
Is it when you're just like really mad at someone? Like,
no, I mean, that didn't work quite well.
They're a
hoaching. Hoaching's like, it's really busy. So, you know, the street was hoaching. It was so busy.
It was happening. This street. Oh, this party was, would you say this party was hoaching? Would you say this podcast was hoaching?
Wait, no. You said it was busy?
Yeah, busy.
Oh, busy. Like, okay.
If it was really, I don't know. The shop was hoaching. It had loads of people in it, or it was just really busy. Something was really busy and there was like loads of people.
Does this have like,
do you know what that comes from?
Yeah.
No idea.
I understand.
Ailey, yeah, me, I wonder... Hannah me, Ailey.
I told you. Sometimes you just don't know. You know that it's a good word and you know you say it, but you have no idea where it comes from. It's fine.
I wonder if some of these like do come from like Gaelic or like or guy. Wait, I can't even say it right. I just said Gaelic. It's
Gaelic,
wrong.
Gaelic.
Garlic, like the garlic.
I wonder if it's like part that, you know, it's like a merge of the two languages. Yeah,
possibly. Well, the next one comes from Gaelic.
Okay.
And I think I figured out story behind it. So the next one is Yalak.
Yalak?
Oh, Yalak.
It almost sounds like Hebrew.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hungry.
Nope.
Yalak.
Dang it.
Yalak.
Does it mean like adolescent?
Nope. Yalak.
Damn.
Hannah, you're gonna nail it.
I have no idea. I don't even know. I don't. Yalak. I'm looking around for my kitchen, like for some inspiration. I have no idea.
Is that a yalak? Is that a yalak?
Yalak. I don't know. This is stupid, but like maybe like a parent or a grandparent would say it like to their child if they're like really angry at them or something.
No.
Okay.
That was very specific.
I know. It feels like it's very specific.
I think not very many people see, we see it in our family, but not many people see it because I think it does come from Gaelic. So yeah, like Yalak is to say something's not very good or somebody's not very bright, you would say, oh, he's not very Yalak. So Yalak in Gaelic means moon. So I think it may come from, oh, they're not very bright, you know, the brightness of the moon. I think it might, I'm not sure. I might be talking.
I mean, that makes nonsense. Classic. Like, that makes sense. I believe
we're
going to
say
right.
That that's what it is.
That yes, is awesome.
We're going to go for that.
That's what
I mean,
it is.
Often at times you'll find that Evan is very yalak.
Okay.
Burn.
Especially when it comes to, like, what's the word? Actually, yeah. This is my first time doing it. I feel like I'm terrible. I feel for you guys.
Now
it's
you
really
see
bad.
How hard it is.
It's difficult.
It is. And when you're holding the cards, you're like, guys, yeah.
That's so funny. Do you have any more?
A bluttered.
What?
Bluttered?
Bluttered.
Bluttered?
It sounds like neutered. That's all I can think of now.
Definitely not that.
Bluttered.
Bluttered. Bluttered.
Like when you're down in the dumps, I'm really bloated.
Nope.
Okay. Bloated.
Bloated. If you're, what if you ate a whole bunch of food and you're like really full? You're
bloated. Okay, what is it?
Anna?
You haven't guessed, Anna?
I guess.
You did?
I had neutered.
Oh, yeah.
Neutered.
Oh, that's right.
You both guessed the like, words answer. That are like bloated or neutered. That's funny.
No, it's very drunk. So you see somebody's absolutely bloated.
I was going to say that. I was like, I can't say that again. Oh, my God. All of
that
them...
was smart. She brought it back around.
Yep. Oh, my God. They were amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's
I'm gonna keep you. I'm gonna like maybe message you for a few more, and I'm maybe share some on social because that's really funny.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, I have a few last things.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, Ailey, these are some phrases I want you to say.
Okay.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm. Okay, well done. These are what I've heard. It's difficult to say. Okay. Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch.
Ah, you're too good.
Yeah, you're really
good.
You're
too well spoken. I love it.
So it's just is this something you looked up and there was like Scottish people can't say this?
Yeah. There was a YouTuber and she was like, these are she was Scottish and she said that she's like, these are so difficult to say. Carl was one of them.
That's funny.
I just love it. I think it sounds better.
I think it sounds better too.
It sounds way better. And then and then finally to finish it off, is your national animal a unicorn?
Absolutely.
You're so lucky.
Wow.
That's like that makes me want to move to Scotland just so I can claim that alone.
It's like beautiful. The people are friendly. Unicorns. Oh man.
How did that come to be?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, yeah. There is a story that the national animal of England is the lion.
Yes.
And the arch enemy of the lion is the unicorn. So Scotland just chose it to be, you know.
Contrary.
Nice.
Controversial. Love it. And there's also the thing that the unicorn is said to be powerful, but also kind of friendly and at one with the people. So that's what Scotland wants to represent.
That's so awesome.
So that's just a bit, so that's the kind of stories, but I don't actually know where it came from, if that's true or not.
That's so great. Well, I think if any of us travel to Scotland, we're going to be hitting you up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. For sure. Okay, so that's it, guys. Thank you again, Ailey, for joining us. You've been amazing. Once again, we'll leave her details in our show notes, so you be sure to follow her and check out all her amazing photography. If you did like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and follow us on your favorite listening app. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a review. Catch ya!